The Bush administration will provide oil refineries with limited quantities of crude oil to help offset supply disruptions caused by Hurricane Ivan. The administration and several companies are negotiating the precise terms and conditions of the oil loans, which will come from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The administration says the crude would be loaned under short-term agreements and would be returned to the Strategic Reserve once supply conditions return to normal. The loans would be repaid with interest in the form of additional oil. A similar loan was made in the year 2002 after Hurricane Lily disrupted oil shipments. Hurricane Ivan, which roared through the Gulf last week and is still causing problems, interrupted the supply of oil in two ways. Max Baxter of the McGuire Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University says, first, it shut down platform operations in the Gulf, and second,
it prevented these large tankers from being able to unload at the Louisiana offshore oil port. So it did, to a certain extent, somewhat starve these refineries down there, and they need to get their stock back up so they can start refining product like they need to.
The amount of oil the refiners will get is likely to be quite small relative to the 670 million barrel emergency reserve stored in underground caverns. James Burkhardt of Cambridge Energy Research Associates says the loan
is not likely to result in a significant and sustained change in the price of crude oil because the volumes are so small.
You've suggested that if they didn't get the loan, you might see a very short-term little spike in consumer gas prices.
Yes, there would be a very short-term reaction in the oil market that would perhaps last a day or two, and a week later would most likely be forgotten.
In this campaign season, the decision to tap the reserve was immediately viewed in a political light. On Thursday, a spokesman for Senator Kerry accused the president of refusing to tap the reserve to help American families with rising energy costs, but is acting when a few oil refineries weigh in. But some experts believe that Mr. Bush's action is not politically motivated, merely an effort to keep energy supplies moving in the wake of a natural disaster. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.